Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest from the Mohawk annual meeting in Washington, D.C. is Joe Montemagni, who is with Bay State Rug in Chicopee, Massachusetts. And we actually did a best practices of Joe's business in our August-September issue of Floor Focus. But Joe, thanks for being with me. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Kemp. It's great to be here.
Now, one of the things we pointed out in this best practices, and it's been pointed out actually this morning in Jeff Lorberbaum's opening session, is that retailers that are successful are retailers that change. And you've actually gone through a lot of change in the last 5 or 6 years, haven't you?
Oh, you better believe we have. Our entire industry has gone through enormous change. The change has been a real big part of our rapport the last couple of years.
Well, one of the things I want to point out, because I can't yell this loud enough from my soapbox, is that advertising is very important to success. And you guys actually did something that some people would think is pretty simple. But what you did was you did some research and you found out kind of where your brand stood in your local market. And when you found out it wasn't where you wanted to be, you reacted to it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we realized we were not making an impression at all in these top-of-mind awareness polls. So we knew something had to be done. We wanted to create a brand that was going to make us number one in the consumer's mind when they were ready to buy floors. We wanted them to think of Bay State Rug. So I did actually, I went out and hired an ad agent, interviewed him, and kind of found out what he needed, you know, what criteria he needed from us. What did he need from us to make our advertising successful? And we set a little plan together, and we had a goal. And it took us about a year before we were ready to act on that goal. And it took me about a year before we actually hired the ad agent. So we interviewed him first, then hired him about a year later. And it has been enormously successful. We let a professional do it, and he has made us number one in the top-of-mind awareness polls for the last 3 years in our area. We do come ahead of the Home Depots and any of the other big box stores.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you that one of the things that I don't know who came up with this idea, but, I mean, you have actually a humor caricature. I mean, you've got this guy named Alex who is a flamboyant English designer. Who came up with that idea?
Yeah, well, that was the ad agent. We gave him the keys of the car. When we hired him, it was Goff Media, and we said, Dave, you've got the keys of the car. You make this successful. We're going to give you everything you need. We're going to give you the resources to make this successful. You come up with the ideas. And he said, all right, Joe, I may go out on a limb. Do you trust me? I said, yeah, we trust you. Let's give it a shot. And he came back with this very flamboyant, comical, funny character. And we knew right away that not everyone was going to appreciate the character, but they were all going to remember the character. And so we said, let's go. Let's do it. And we wanted to create a brand, not with my own name, but something that can last a lot longer than myself. And that's what we're doing. We're creating the Bay State Rug brand that can last a lot longer than Joe Montemagni can.
And, you know, the name of your company may seem like you just sell rugs, but you're actually a full-service flooring retailer, right?
Yes, we are. And, you know, anyone starting today, you know, the name is a bit of a disadvantage. Often when we're speaking, we've added in Bay State Rug and Flooring, because that is true. A lot of people think we only sell rugs, which is not true. We're a full-service flooring dealer. It was a name my father had started the business with, and at the time he did only sell rugs. But since then we've expanded to, you know, all the different kinds of flooring. So that is a bit of a handicap. That's a challenge to us, and we're aware of it, and we are probably going to act on that soon.
Okay. Now, we're here, like I said, at the Mohawk Annual Convention, and you're a floorscapes dealer. Is that right?
We are. We are a strong advocate of the floorscapes program. It has been very good for us.
And you're here probably, you know, to see new products, but you're also probably here because, you know, I read the article we ran on you. You're here to learn because you put a lot of emphasis on sales training, don't you?
Absolutely. If you don't hear the problems, if you're not aware of the problems, you can't make the change. You don't know which direction to change into. So one of my favorite things here is networking and talking to the area dealers and finding out what's working for them and, even more importantly, what's not working for them. We made drastic changes in our marketing about a year ago, and really it occurred by listening to other dealers, and we found out what was causing their pain and what challenges they couldn't conquer. And we took the other side and we said, look, if the competitors can't get over these challenges, maybe I want to, if I can conquer those challenges, I might be better off. And we took the approach of let's take these challenges head on and conquer these things that are giving the other dealers pains.
Can you give us a reference to one of those?
Yeah, we found it last year that many, many dealers were really suffering from the big box stores' low price installation. And they were fighting the fact that they didn't understand how they could do it, how the depots or the big boxes could install a carpeting for $39. And they can't. They're paying their installers more, like we all are. But what was happening was it was driving traffic to the big box stores, and it was taking traffic away from the independent dealers. So I said to myself, I'd love to have more traffic. Let's try it. And we emphasized profit margins in other areas of the business besides the labor. So, you know, basically we gained additional profits in different areas that made up for the losses in the labor. And that has literally been our most successful campaign to date.
Okay, so I don't think you went down and matched that $37 offer, but you actually did come up with an offer that sounds attractive to a prospective consumer, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you have to be the lowest. It just has to be enough to get the customer's attention. We did an $89 installation, and I don't think there would be really a difference between an $89 and a $49 or a $59 installation. It was just low enough where the customer really got a lot of perceived value from the installation. By the way, we did a couple of years ago try free installation, and that did not work. That came off as gimmicky, and that really did not drive traffic. But a few dollars more, you know, $69, $79, $89 installation did drive traffic. You know, we've taken great advantage of that this year.
How are you seeing the business right now? We've heard from several people that we're seeing a nice increase in cutholder sales, that the middle to upper end of the market is starting to come back into the store. What are you seeing in Chicopee, Massachusetts?
I'd agree with the same. We have yet to see a big influx of traffic. Traffic really hasn't changed for us yet, but what has is the middle to higher end customer is showing back up in the marketplace. We've had very respectful numbers this fall, and it's really been based on closing more sales and selling a higher ticket, average ticket. That's been a real benefit for us. So that higher end customer is coming back.
While you're here at this show and at Mohawk's convention, where are you going to spend most of your time?
You know, the Mohawk U classes, they really are terrific. I take them all, especially the ones that are offered throughout the year. The classes that are offered here at the show are just a sampling of what's offered longer term in a broader spectrum throughout the year. And those classes that I take from Mohawk U throughout the year really have been life-changing and business-changing. They have made me much more successful this year. They have added instant profit to my business this year.
One of the things that you mentioned in the article we did in August, September in Floor Focus was you mentioned this Stephen Covey 7 effective, what is it? Do you remember?
I believe it's the 7 habits of highly effective people.
That's right. And that's part of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, literally, it's not good enough to take one of those classes. Mohawk U is offering 3 or 4 world-class learning centers for us. And what I found is each one complements the next. It isn't good enough to take one of them. You got to take them all. And they all complement each other, and you can begin to put the pieces of the puzzle together to literally influence your business. It has made me a much better leader in my business, something I never thought I could have did. But with these classes, it's given me the confidence and the techniques on how to do it, and that has paid instant dividends.
Okay, Joe, I appreciate it. Again, if somebody wants to find out more about Joe's store, they can read our best practices in our August-September issue. Again, we've been talking to Joe Montemagna from the Bay State Rug in Chicopee, Massachusetts, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.